Let's bring power to food and flour. This is HortiBiz News Radio.
This is HortiBiz News Radio, live from the Green Tech 2023. I'm so happy that every day here in the Green Tech, we have live guests in our pop-up radio studio for HortiBiz News Radio. We are located in Hall 3 in booth number 205. So if you want to be inspired by all new innovations going on and other stuff, you want to see our guests live talking about the newest innovations, trends happening in the world, or well, anything can pass by here in the booth of HortiBiz News Radio. So today, right now, we have Coppert Biological Systems, and our guest today is Josef Ulus. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's nice that you're here in the booth.
Nice being here too.
And is it your first time on HortiBiz News Radio?
HortiBiz, yes, sure, first time.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Thanks.
Well, I think most people know Coppert, quite a famous name, but maybe you want to give a very short introduction into the biological systems.
Sure. Coppert Biological Systems, it's a 56-year-old company, already quite some time in the horticulture sector in the Netherlands.
Yeah. Do you know why they started? How they started?
Yeah, for sure. They started because, let's say, the founder of the company, which is Jan Coppert, was a cucumber grower. And like anybody in the neighborhood of Berkon Roderijs, they had some issues also with some pests. Spider mite was a big issue, so they started spraying chemicals. And he found out lately that he was allergic for chemicals. So he was obliged to find an alternative solution. As we say, let's say necessity is the mother of the invention. So that's how the idea was created, to find an alternative for chemicals, and that's how we discovered, let's say, the biological solution, I should say.
Yeah.
That he implemented did work well, and that developed to a business what it is today.
Now, 56 years later, worldwide big global company that I think everyone is familiar with.
Sure.
What would you say is nowadays the core focus of Coppert Biological Systems?
Well, if you ask anybody in the sector, they will tell you. If you ask about Coppert Biological Systems, they talk about bumblebees and biological control.
Yeah.
But Coppert is doing much more than that. Let's say the last 10, 15 years, we developed a big range of biological solutions, mainly microbes, but also beneficial insects. And also focus on the holistic approach. Let's say we know that all the different parameters that might influence, let's say, the growth of the plant, we should manage it in a natural way, and we can find also alternative for nutrition. Instead of using synthetic fertilizers, we'd like to do it with natural fertilizers. Instead of using chemicals to kill insects and disease, can we do it also in an alternative way, in a different way, in a biological way, in order to have the whole processes, the 60 degrees, let's say, intervention on different levels, to do it in a natural way as possible.
Yeah, and why do you think that most people still associate Coppert mostly with the bumblebees?
Sure.
And stuff like that. Like, do you think it just needs some more time to also get to know the other sides that Coppert can offer? Or,
well, the other side is getting more and more under let's say the attention of the growers also.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say the difference between Coppert, let's say 10-20 years ago, is our major focus was mainly on the protected crops.
Okay.
When you move from the protected crops, where you grow on substrates, artificial substrates, you go to the outdoor crops where you grow a more natural way, it's in the soil.
Yeah.
Then there we see, let's say, a better understanding of this holistic approach, because people are still dealing with soil life, soil health, and plant resilience.
Yeah.
Let's say these are the different aspects we would like to work on. And don't underestimate, let's say, the role of microbes in the soil.
Yeah.
Which is a very important one.
Yeah.
The symbiosis, let's say, between microorganisms and the plant is essential and very important to protect, to conserve, and to even to develop.
So how does Coppert Biological Systems like work, for example, with these microbes? And
We produce a lot of them. That's mm-hmm. one. We inoculate mm-hmm. where needed. We do. We try also to work on the different aspects to improve the soil conditions. It can be with adding organic material, let's say improving soil life, inoculate microorganisms, create an environment that is suitable for the plant or for the tree to grow.
And how do you start with the grower then? Like, do you first like measure the ground to see like what is the current situation, like in the soil, for example, or how does it work?
Oh, definitely that can be done. There are special methods to analyze what you have in your soil. We call it the soil food web. And this can this is an analysis you can do, and it gives you an idea about, let's say, the microbial life or the biome in the soil. That you know, okay, what do you have too much, what do you have less, well, on which one should you work?
Yeah.
Or which one can you improve, which one can you inoculate, and so on. And we have microbes that protect the trees. We have microbes that help the trees with feeding, let's say they assimilate, let's say, the different elements, make it available for the plant. And you have also microbes that induce the resistance in the plant, because it's a microbe and it's antibiotics, also a product of microbes, that can be also uptaken by the plant, and then you get this reaction of the triggering the self-defense system of the plant.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting how we learn more and more also about like all these invisible like
Absolutely.
Parts of nature.
And this is the same thing we don't see with our own eyes, by the way. Let's say if you look to bumblebees and insects, predators, parasites, something we do see with our own eyes, and it's on the leaf of the tree or the leaf of the plant, something which is tangible that you can see.
Yeah.
What's happening underground, we don't see. You have to do the analysis, and it's a different way, a different approach, and a different methodology.
Yeah, then if we, for example, would have perfect, ideal, holistic approach for coupled biological systems. Do you already have like the knowledge and the system to do the holistic approach, or is it still like in process to get this full holistic approach ready?
Let's say the full knowledge, I think still, if you look to the science at the moment, we maybe highlighted maybe 2-3% of what's happening on the ground. At the moment, still there is a big huge field of research R&D
yes.
that should be done
yeah.
to explore a different universe, I would say, that is called soil life and soil health. Sure, we have some elements that are known scientifically already, that we use and that we implement already in different parts of the world, but still the big part should be still discovered, and research and development should be done in that sense.
And do you think that the most research, like the most stuff that we don't know yet about the about any kind of like optimal plant growth, is mostly in the about the soil?
Let's say don't underestimate, let's say, the importance of soil. Let's and don't underestimate the role of microbes. I believe also that microbes will feed the world in the future.
Okay.
Absolutely, a statement that I strongly defend.
Okay, very interesting. Why do you think so?
Let's say there are. They have different roles, that's one.
Of course.
It's very diverse. I think hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of different species of microbes that live in the soil that
yeah.
can contribute, that contribute to a certain extent to the development of the plant, whether it's positive or negative. We know we have the disease-causing microbes, like the known disease Pythium fusarium, Rhizoctonia, and name it Phytophthora. But also on the other side, you have the antagonists that play a certain role. It's all about the balance. If we can, make sure that the balance is there, that we at least can promote, the development of the beneficial microbes, then you're there.
Yeah. Okay. So then, if we would look at, let's say, I can imagine that coupled biological systems has an ideal in mind for how a holistic approach should be implemented.
Mm-hmm.
How should it work? Like, what would be the ideal, client or grower, and how would this implementation process work?
Well, you know, at the end, it's a business.
Yeah, but if you could control
sure,
everything,
sure,
where
sure,
would you
sure.
start?
Well, it's a good question. No, for a grower, at the end, it's a matter of economics. Let's say bottom line should be positive. That's
yeah.
one. That's also we would like to work for a healthy planet, but also it should be profitable.
Yeah.
So we have to find a balance and a combination between both. Also very important is the economical side. It should be affordable, but it should add value.
Yeah.
Taking consideration that we're also doing things in a sustainable way. Let's
yeah.
say we go lowering the impact of whether the chemicals or the fertilizer on the environment. So this value is not even taken into the equation.
Yeah.
The impact that we have.
For sure. Yeah.
So if we look to the total picture, and I say, we our objective is to achieve the same results, even better results than the conventional one, by better quality, better shelf life, better nutrient value.
Yeah.
Also the vitamins and the things you are getting, let's say, in that we are getting in the food is also very important to take in consideration. At this moment, it's not in the equation. what's the let's say the amount of antioxidants in the berries that we eat in the chemical way, in the natural way. Definitely there is a difference.
Yeah.
So healthy food is also very important.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, I don't know what's happening over there. Okay. That's fine. So if we're talking about the future of corporate, what are like the things that are going on now, like the trends or the innovations?
Well, you know, it's important in any business, you have to adapt to the market you're serving. That's one. That's agriculture. We see very strong dynamics with all the things that we see the last years, whether it's with COVID, whether it's with the increase of the input crisis, whether it's with the energy crisis that we have in Holland, whatever. These are things that create a certain dynamic that we see a lot of movements.
Yeah.
We see also a lot of shifting from, let's say, the production from north to south. Why should they depend on the gas and heat the greenhouses, whether it's too costly? We see a lot of Dutch growers making the orientation into Southern Europe, North Africa. This is interesting dynamics. Also, we are following also these kind of trends, and we are adjusting our strategy depending on this movement that are happening, but also changes in crops, changes in visions. How can we align to the market in order to serve it to the maximum?
So what are the examples, like how Coppert works with these trends?
Let's say we see customers with whom we collaborated in Holland that are sourcing now, or let's say looking for projects in Morocco, for instance, or in Turkey.
Yeah.
So we also play a certain role because we are active in both countries.
Yes.
So how can we help you, support you, and serve you also in the countries that you're exploring at the moment?
Yeah.
Where you're planning to start, let's say, new projects, whether for production of tomato, peppers, or other crops. So also there we try to get aligned, we follow the trend in this sense.
Yeah, I see. We haven't even talked about, because now you're talking about, of course, about Morocco, and previously you told me about your previous function within the corporate biological systems, right?
Yeah. I was responsible for Africa, Middle East, so I know the continent quite well.
Yeah, and what is your role right now within Coppert?
At the moment, I'm focusing
on biological systems.
Yeah, on key accounts. Key accounts mainly in the MENA region, North Africa, Middle East, because it's also because of the development mentioned. We see the tendency that a lot of companies are moving to that direction, and we try to catch up with them, support them to the maximum in order to serve them to the maximum with the solutions we can provide.
Okay, so I think it's almost time for us to wrap up this interview, but I can imagine that, I don't know, maybe there's things, interesting things coming up regarding corporate biological systems. Maybe you can share, like show us a little glimpse of what we can expect.
Well, Coppert is known as the innovative company in the biological sector in general. We do a lot of we invest a lot of money and time in research and development. We see it as the backbone of the company. Innovation definitely is important. If you don't innovate, that means you're not developing. And sure, we are let's say on different levels we try to solve, let's say, the challenges of the grower in general.
Yeah. And you will always continue to do that.
Absolutely. We see a lot of changes. Climate change as an example, a very important one.
Yeah.
How are we going to adapt, let's say, the systems we can provide to drought?
Yeah.
And we can do a lot with microbes in order to overcome, let's say, dry periods at least, and make sure that we can harvest some of the crops.
Yeah, I think the world will always keep giving us challenges.
Absolutely.
And, that will mean always a lot of opportunities also for companies like Coppert.
That help us keep innovating and searching for solutions.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, is there anything you want people listening right now to remember or to keep in mind?
No, to remember. Let's say, very important, think out of the box. That's one. Each problem, definitely there's a solution. Maybe not today, but for sure tomorrow.
Okay.
And come visit our booth in
what's the booth? Yeah, what's the number?
Hall 5, 118.
118 in Hall 5. Okay, so
exactly.
People can always stop by for a chat,
for sure,
or if they want to know more
any
about
questions,
implementations or anything like that.
For sure.
Okay, Josef Ulus, Sorry, I always have to like peek a little bit at the name card sometimes. So many conversations going on because it is very nice here at the HortiBiz News Radio booth at GreenTech. Thank you so much, Josef. I wish you the best of luck for the GreenTech. Enjoy. And it was very nice to have you here in our pop-up radio studio.
Likewise.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
This is HortiBiz News Radio.